This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, learning Masech HaSuas, Daf Chav Zayin. Hinei Muchan Mazuman L'kai Mitzvah Sasei Da'iraisa Shal Talmud Torah. Okay, Ikud Amri. According to the first version, the Gemara asked a question on the statement of Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak in the name of Rav. The Mishnah said that if a woman is captured by Goyim, so Ayidei Mamayin, she's Mutaras to her husband. Ayidei Nefashos, she's Aser to her husband. If she was captured Ayidei Nefashos, she's Aser to her husband. We had an amazing Eon Shir on Matzoy Shabbos. Rashi says, we're afraid since they deal with her as Hefker, they maybe she consented to live with them Baratzoin. Tosfos says that we're worried maybe she did it Baratzoin in order to find favor in their eyes so that they don't kill her. According to Rashi and Tosfos, she would be usher even to Yisrael. By the way, the Ritva said, we spoke at, that we're afraid since they deal with her Behefker, one of the Be'ois would be Baratzoin. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Ishus, what was it? Parak Yirches Halachamem, something like that. That we're only worried for Oynes. Anyway, the Gemara challenged Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak in the name of Rav, because he said that's only when Yad Yisrael Tekifa, Yad Ovikham Tekifa, it's Aser, she's Aser to husband, even Al Yidei Mamayin. And the question was asked, because we brought a case where a woman was Horhana, she was taken as a mashkoin, and there was a case where Yad Oiv De Kechavim Takifa, and even so, she was only Aser because of Horhana, and not if she would have been Nechbesha, and which ultimately the Gemara said, no, even if it would have been Nechbesha, she still would have been Aser to her husband, like Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav, that if Yad Ovikham Takifa, even Ayide Maman Asura. Now the Gemara is going to bring different ways of spinning this. Ika da Amri, Amar Rava. Others say Rava said, Afana Nami Tanina. We also learnt, like what Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak said in the name of Rav, in a Mishnah. How's that? Heyid Rabbi Yossi HaKoyin, Rabbi Zechariah ben HaKetzev, Rabbi Yossi HaKoyin and Rabbi Zechariah ben HaKetzev testified, Abbas Yisrael, on a Jewish woman, Sher Horhana Ba'ashkalain, that was taken as a mashkon in Ashkelon, V'rechkuha B'nei Mishpachta, and her family distanced themselves from her. And the Edim testified about her that she did not go into seclusion and she was not Tameh. And the sages said, if you believe her that she was taken into, that she was taken as a mashkon, believe her that she was not violated, that she didn't go into seclusion and she wasn't violated. And if you don't believe her that she didn't go into seclusion and she wasn't violated, Al Ta'aminu, do not believe Shehorana, that she was taken as a mashkoin. So the Gemara says, okay, that means we believe the Edim, and Ashkelon is Ayidei Mama in Hava. And the reason why she's mutter is the Edim Eden Aysa. The Edim testify about her. Ha ain Edim Eden Aysa. If the Edim would not testify about her, lie, she would not be believed. That indicates that Kesheyad Oivdei Kechavim Takifa, she's Aser even Ayidei Mamayin. Because the only reason she's believed, the only reason why she's Tahar, is because Edim testify. If Edim would not testify, she would be Tamei. Why? Because Yad Oivdei Kechavim Takifa Ayidei Mamayin. And probably there's no difference between Horhana and Nechbesha. My love, Loishna Horhana Loishna Nechbesha. Presumably, there's no nafgamina whether she was taken as a mashkon, or she was captured. Says Gemara, Loi, no. Horhana Shani. being taken as a mashkon is different. Therefore, there's no raya. Why is there no raya? Because maybe the reason why, if you wouldn't have edim, she would be tameh, is because of horhana, but not if she would have just been nechbasha, she would not be tameh, and therefore we have no raya to Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak in the name of Rav that kishiyad odikham takifa, she would be aser. Okay. The Gemara continues. Ika deramila mirma. There are those who ask this as a contradiction. Okay. There are those who ask this as a contradiction. What's the contradiction? Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, al yidei mamoin mutar slabala. That if she's taken for monetary reasons, she's permitted to her husband. Or a minhu, I'll ask you a stira. Really? If she's taken for monetary reasons, she's permitted to her husband? Or a minhu, heyed Rabbi Yossi was meyed. Abbas Yisrael, that was taken as a mashkon, in Ashkelon, and the family distance. And the only reason we believed that she was tahar is because the Edim said shalei nistara v'shalei nitma. Ashkelon da ayidei mamoin. Ashkelon is monetary. Uketani taima. What's the reason she's tahar? The Edim eidinoisa. Ha ein Edim eidinoisa loy. So how could the Mishnah say that ayidei mamoin, she's kosher, we're not worried, but this braisa is mashma ayidei mamoin, we are worried because it's only because Edim testify. But if not, we would be worried. Umeshani, the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Loi Kasha, Kan Shiyad Yisrael Tekifa, Al Evdikam, Kan Shiyad Evdikam Tekifa Al Atzman. In the Mishnah, where Al Yidei Mamoin, she's Tahar, that's when Yad Yisrael Tekifa. In this Braisa, that Al Yidei Mamoin, she is Tameh, it's Kishiyad Evdikachavim Tekifa. Okay, so basically these are just different ways of presenting the teaching of Rav Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzchak that al yidei mamoin she would be aser kishiyad ovig chavim takifa, and if it's yad Yisrael Takifa, then al yidei mamon, she would not be aser, unless of course it's horhana. Fine. The Gemara continues, al yidei nefashos asura. If she was taken for nefashos, she's aser. Amar Rav, Rav said, kagoin nashi ganvi, like the wives of robbers. The wives of robbers, who their husbands are going to be hanged, and typically the government will be mafker their wives. So that would be an example of yidei nefashos where the wife is aser. For Levi, Amar Levi said, kagon ishto shel ben dunai. For example, the wife of ben dunai, who was a murderer, he was a roitzeach, his name was Elazar, like we say in Soita, but if somebody's just the wife of a ganav, they're not going to be mafker her. Rabbi Yochin Amar afopi, fine. Chizkiah, Amar Chizkiya said, "Vusha nigmar dina lahariga." Only the wife of a murderer is considered hefker once the husband's verdict was completed. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Afa pi shaloi nigmar," even though his verdict was not completed, dina lahariga. The din is that they're considered to be fated for murder, fated for it to be for capital punishment. Okay, now we have a new subject regarding an Eishes Kayin or a Kayhanais, which is referring to an Eishes Kayin, and the city was set siege. And in all probability, it's very likely or very possible that these women were violated. What's the halacha if a city was sieged and then these women want to marry a kohen or are married to a kohen? Ir shekivshu karkum. a city conquered by sieges. Kol kaihanois shenimtzu besoicha psulais. All the kaihanois that were found in it are pasul. So a city conquered by a siege, all the women married to kohanim are pasul. Not only can they not marry a kohen in the first place, but if they're already married to a kohen, the halacha is that they cannot stay with them. V'im yesh lahen edim, if you have edim that they were not violated, afil eved, even a slave, afil shifcha, or a woman, a servant, a slave, harei elo ne'amanim, they're believed. Be'ein ne'aman adam al yidei atzmo, a person is not believed about himself. Okay. Says the Halakha Gemara, Urim minhu. I'll ask you, Stira, really, whenever the Gentiles come to a city, we assume they went around and did bad stuff? Beleshes. Beleshes, Rashi says, Chel al shem shemechapsim kolam atmainim. Beleshes are an army, troops that come into a city. B'shash shalom, if it's a time of peace, chaviyos psuchos asurais. Open barrels are asur, because we assume that they poured it for Avodah Zarah. Sesumais mutarais. Sealed ones are mutter, because they're not going to want to take booty or to mess around with people's belongings. It's a time of peace. B'shash mechamed, a time of war, elu ve'elu mutarais. Both open barrels and sealed barrels are mutter. Meaning sealed ones are mutter, Rabbi said, because what are we worried about? That they opened it and then they resealed it? That they don't want to do that. They're not going to do that. We're not choshish for that. So susuma is mutaris, sealed ones are mutar. B'shas mecham, at a time of war, elu ve'elu mutaris, all barrels are mutar. Lefi she'ein p'nai lenasech, there's just pasha no time to pour them for avodah zarah. It's a time of war. They have better things on their mind. They have more important things on their mind. So we're not worried that they poured wine for avodah zarah. But that means at a time of war, we say that the Gentiles, they don't have time to go around ruining things. So the same way at a time of war, we assume the wine is not Yayin Nesach, then why at a time of war in the Mishnah are we worried that the marauders violated the women? Says the Gemara, this is unbelievable, Amarav Mari, Livol Yesh Pnai, Lenasech Em Pnai. There's time for their relations, they don't have time to worship God. There's no time to worship God, there's only time to violate women. That's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Elazar mishmei dechizki amar kan bekarkam shalois malchus kan bekarkam shalmalchus acheres. In our mission, we're talking about a troops of that. It's a city. It's a siege of a city of this country. So therefore, if it's Oysa Malchus, they don't want to destroy the Bnei Ha'ir. And therefore, if it's close to the Memshala, they guard it so that it could be a tributary. And if it's a Karkoim, if it's a siege of that Malchus, we're not worried that they ruined the barrels or violated any women. Kan b'karkom shemalchus acheres. However, our mission, we're talking about when they're setting siege to a city of a different country, so they wouldn't mind violating the women, and by the same token, the barrels would also be usher. Says Gemara, even if it is of that malchus, shaloisa malchus nami iyevshu dolei arakhad minayu. Why are we saying that if it's a siege of a city of that malchus, then we're not worried that anybody violated because they don't want to ruin the city? It's impossible that one troop did not slip away and commit a wrongdoing. Says Gemara, yeah, it is. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kishem Mishamrois Roya Zuazu, when the various watches see each other, the place where the Shomrim stand, where the king put them, So they see to the next row of guards. So at no time, since it's Oysa Malchus and one post of the guard sees the other, we're not worried. Says Gemara, what do you mean?
Even Arab Khadminayu though, that's just one. So how could you hassle all the women for just concern for one soldier who slipped by?
No. If it's because our Mishnah is talking about if it's a karkam b'malchus acheras. So since it's a karkam b'malchus acheras, we're worried many soldiers violated women.
So what's the halamin of the yeshua delay arak chadminayim? Even if you're concerned for that, but that's only one. That's only one soldier. Not talk. How could you consider it to be possible all the women of the town?
Again, EF Shadolai Arak Harminayu is not going on the Mishnah. It's going on the Braisa that says we're not worried about any of the barrels. And by the same token, we wouldn't be worried about a woman being violated. Well, we would have to. You're saying they should be batal?
L'chayra, there's a rive, obviously, that worries.
Mm-hmm.
We'll say ma'anis. Meaning, even if it's true that why should that hassle all the women?
One of them fled. You mean we're not assuming he violated all the women?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good question. Now the Gemara CF should lay Naima Porta. It's not possible that he didn't fall asleep, that the guard didn't fall asleep. Rav Levi could go into Mahadar Leila Masa, you put around the city. So shilta, a chain, the kalba and a dog, the gavza and spikes, the avza and goose. So basically, you made sure you put around the city, Rashi says, iron chains, that if anybody steps over it, it will make a noise. And the dogs and the geese bark. Okay. Amar. Okay. Amar Rab Abba Bar Zavda. Rab Abba Bar Zavda said, "Pligi bar Rab Yehuda Nasiya v'Rabana." It's Machlokes Rab Yehuda Nasiya and the rabbis. Chad Amar, one holds, "Kan bekarkum shel oisa malchus." Here we're talking about a siege from that malchus. "Kan bekarkum shel malchus acheras." Our Mishnah is talking about a siege from that malchus, and the Braisa is talking about a siege from a different malchus. So if it's that I'm sorry, our Mishnah is talking about a different Malchus, that's why we're worried. And the Braisa is talking about Oysa Malchus, that's why we're not worried. V'loi Kashalei, V'loi Midi, he didn't have any questions on that. Meaning, one just gave the answer, Kan, B'Karkim Shal Oysa Malchus, Kan B'Karkim Shal Malchus, Acheres. And we never asked, well, even Oysa Malchus, one of them fled, because he's not worried about that. V'chad kashal ekani, and one had all the questions of Mishani, and he answered, the reason why we're not worried is k'goin de mahadilei lamasa, because you put around the city, shoshilta, a chain, the kalba, and a dog, the gavza and spikes, the avza and a goose. So some are choshesh, that one of them fled or fell asleep, and another man d'amr is nach choshesh. Okay. Amar Rav Idi Bar Avin, Rav Idi Bar Avin said, Amar Rav Yitzchak, in the name of Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashion, Im Yesh Sham Machboya Achas, if there is one hiding place, Matzelas Al Hakuna Kulan, it saves all the Kohanim, all the women who are Kohanis. In our Mishnah, we said we're talking about a case where it's Medina Acheres, it's a Karkum of Medina Acheres. And we're taka choshesh that they violated the women who are married to kohanim. But if there's a hiding place in the city, all the kohanim are mutter. Which is strange. I mean, what are we saying? That all the kohanim went into the hiding spot? Boi Rav Yirmia. What if ena machzekas ala achas? What if the hiding place only holds one woman? Could each woman say, I was in that hiding spot, hiding from the goyim? Mahu, what's the halacha? Mi amrina, do we say kol chada v'chada, each and every one, hainu ha, they were the one who was hiding. Or maybe we don't say that. That's the question. If there's only one hiding space, could you be makshir all the kaihanois? Because each one could claim, I'm the one who is in the hiding place, avoiding the guy and violating. Says the Gemara, Umayshna mishnei shvilin. Why would the case of one hiding spot, being able to permit everyone, be any different than the famous case of two pathways? Let's say you had two pathways. Under one there was a mess, under the other there was no mess. Echad tamei v'echad tar. One was tamei, one was tar. V'halach v'echad mehem, you went on one of them. V'asa tarois, and you did tarois on the road. U'bachaver v'halach v'sheni, and your friend went and he went on the second path. V'asa tarois, and he made tarois. Now one of you guys is tamei, because there was tumah on one of the paths. So Reuven goes on the path to bring his carbon Pesach. We say, Reuven, there might be tumah. He said, yeah, you're right. I'm a gambling man. I gambled, there's not. Then Shimon goes on the other path. He says, Shimon might be tumah. He says, I'm a better gambling man than Reuven. The halacha is they're both tahar. Even though they can't both be tahar, one of them is tumah. Rav Yehuda Omer, im nishal zeh b'fnei atzmai v'zeh b'fnei atzmai. If Reuven comes and asks a shayla by himself, and an hour later Shimon comes, tahayrais, they're tahar. Shneim ka'achas, if they both come together, tameyois, they're both tamei. Because we can't say they're both tahar, one of them is tamei, so we say they're tamei. Rabbi Yossi Oimer ben kach o ben kach tmein. Rabbi Yossi says, irrespective of whether they come together, or even if they come one after another, they're tamei. Now, if it would only be one guy, we would apply the rule Safek, Tuma, Bishus Harabim, Tahar. But because they both come together, they can't both be Tahar. One of them is definitely Tame. Says the Gemara, if they ask zebifnei atzer, they're tahar. If they ask together, they're tamei. Rabbi Yossi says either way, they're both tamei. But Amar Rava said v'yitema Rabbi Yochanan bebas achas divrei akol tamei. If they come simultaneously, everyone agrees they're tamei. Bezeh achar zeh, one after another. Divrei hakol tahirim, everyone agrees they're tahar. When do they? So if they come one after another, so we could say about each one, Safek is tahar. They come together, it's definitely tamei. Like nechleku, when do they argue? If one guy comes in and says, I have a shaila, what's my status and the status of my friend? So mar medami lebas achas. Rabbi Yossi says that's called asking together, because the heter has been given for both. So the case is b'ba lishal alav yal chaveroi. One man the amrez medame to bas achas. Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion ben kach ben kach tameyin, because he's medame lebas achas. Umar medame lebazeh achar zeh, and Rabbi Yehuda's medame to zeh achar zeh. Now in our case, there's one hiding spot, and we want to say about everyone, they're tahar. But that's, according to Rabbi Yossi, like passing about you and your friend at the same time. You're not both tahar if there's only one spot. V'hachanami kivin d'shari l'kula b'vas achas dami. Since you're mattering everyone, it's k'vas achas dami. Says Gemara, hachi hashta. Hasam vada ika tuma. Over there, the reason why, if you ask what's my status and the status of my friend, there's definitely tuma. Masha'in kain, if there's one hiding spot, but we don't know 100% that they were violated. because it's just a chashash that they came in the city to violate. So you're right, there's one hiding spot, and only one person could have been there. But it's not like the case of Shnei Shvilin, where the other one is Vaday Tameh. We don't know for sure that someone was violated, so maybe one hiding spot will save everybody. Okay, everyone, thank you very much.
It's a svig svig, like a svig svig. Suffolk whether they were honest, and a suffolk whether they were hiding.
Maybe something like that. Okay, have a great day, everyone. Good evening. Kol tov. Oh, yeah?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.